Our next article is entitled 20 Years Later, A 9/11 Legacy. It's written for us by Wendy Healy, a freelance writer and member of Trinity Lutheran Church in Brewster, New York. As the country marks the 20th anniversary of September 11, 2001, this month, the legacy of Lutheran disaster response of New York lives on in New York City. Spontaneously created in a matter of weeks following that 9/11 terror attack, LDRNY was a partnership of the Metropolitan New York Synod and the Atlantic District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The two denominations collaborated to help people by the disaster. This organization was a leader in the interfaith disaster response effort, supporting congregational ministries, pastoral respite, grief and trauma, innovative therapies, summer camps, school programs, case management, food pantries, disaster go bags, individual financial support, and an interfaith roundtable on unmet needs. 20 years later, LDRNY is still remembered for its distribution of approximately $9 million and its innovative outreach to those affected by the attacks. The organization is held up as a model of how the church can collaborate with others, including FEMA, to make a difference after a disaster. Many ministries that began in those years, in those tears and ashes of Ground Zero, continue to reach out in new and faithful ways, said Gil First, a retired ELCA pastor who was director of Lutheran Disaster Response on that day and helped organize that organization. People of faith were present with firefighters, recovery workers, chaplains, pastors, counselors, and families of victims, so people of faith can continue to be present now. One of its biggest collaborations was to co-sponsor the founding of the September 11th Families Association, which has created a network of communication and support for almost 8,300 family members who lost loved ones on 9/11. The association was instrumental in providing referrals and resources to families, advocating for the memorial at Ground Zero, and creating the 9/11 Tribute Museum, the exhibit center near the 9/11 memorial, where volunteers share their stories from that day. The museum hosts approximately 250,000 visitors each year. If LDRNY never stepped up, we couldn't have continued to build the organization that we are today, said Jennifer Adams Webb, the association's executive director. This organization funded the salaries and collaborated with the group from shared offices overlooking Ground Zero until 2008, when the organization closed. Thank you for the entire Lutheran family who wrote individual $5 checks 20 years ago, and to the churches that gave larger donations to help organizations like us that needed help, she said. The Lutheran Church rolled up its sleeves and supported people who needed it the most. Adams Webb isn't the only one touting the work of LDRNY. 20 years later, the Lutheran Counseling Center of Long Island, New York, also received grant money. It gave us funding for quite a long time, said Molly Blank, executive director of LCC. Without its funding, LCC wouldn't have been able to help the thousands and thousands of people with individual marriage and family counseling. We're so grateful. Some of the programs that it launched with that funding included the trauma counseling practice, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, which facilitates faster healing. With LDRNY's help, LCC was enabled to hire an internationally known EMDR expert to train its counselors. LCC, which counseled many of its first responders and their families after 9/11, continues to help people affected by the trauma of that day, along with those impacted by other disasters such as hurricanes and most recently the apartment building collapse in Surfside, Florida in July. As Blank explained, trauma is cumulative and disasters bring back memories of previous experiences. Some of those still impacted by 9/11 are retirees. She says as people retire, they look back over their lives and careers and realize that the trauma of September 11th is still with them. She adds, now some children of 9/11 first responders are coming of age and asking questions to better understand how their lives were changed by this day. They're coming forward in their 20s to understand what their parents went through, she said. The young adults are volunteering with the Tribute Museum and the association, which Adam Webbs added are happy to still be there for them. And thanks to the church, these programs are still at work 20 years later. From the moment of the first plane that struck the tower, the church responded, as the church first pointed out. It responded for the long haul. We, the church, were blessed to be called to serve at such a challenging time. As always, those who suffer are supported by God's healing grace, and those who respond are God's enfolding arms and healing hands, providing comfort and renewal by word and deed. A bishop reflects on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Paul Eggensteiner, who is the bishop of Metropolitan New York Synod, he says, I remember exactly where I was when I heard the planes flown into the World Trade Center here in New York City. The plane that attacked the Pentagon and the plane that went down near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. In a daze of unbelief, I walked the short distance from the church where I served to my home, and like so many others, I spent the rest of the day transfixed in front of the television, trying to make sense of what I was seeing and, of course, asking the why question. I'm a New Yorker, born and raised, and I can tell you our reputation for toughness is well earned. But as those two iconic towers came down, our spirits came down with them. I later found out that one of the firefighters who died in the building collapse had a child in our nursery school. The sister of one of our pastors and a close friend was on the plane that went down in Pennsylvania. These losses of people, landscape, and spirit still hurt. I'm proud of the new Freedom Tower that stands adjacent to the World Trade Center site, a witness to our resilience and toughness, and the 9/11 Memorial is beautiful, peaceful, and heartbreaking, all at the same time. Tears come easily, and so do prayers and sighs too deep for words. Sadly, there have been many tragedies in our country and world since 9/11, but it stands as a landmark in the hearts and minds of all Americans and New Yorkers in particular. The why questions have been answered, but not in a satisfying way. More important to me now are the what now questions. When we do, all of us learn the lessons of that day and treat each other with love and respect we all deserve as children of God. When do we lay aside the weapons of war, which sometimes come in the form of commercial airliners full of people, and take up the work of peace? When do we confront the injustice, the hatred, and prejudice that separate the human family into worthy and unworthy, and not only recognize, but openly advocate for our commonality as the beloved of the Creator? We as church, the body of Christ, are called to these holy priorities and this prophetic work. As I look southward out of my office window now, I see the Freedom Tower on the horizon. But these questions are not only occupying my spirit, but motivate my work and my service. In Jesus' name.